Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Jordan Brady is the head coach of the Wisconsin Herd. Jordan, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. So give me your kind of synopsis as to kind of how you handle things, as knowing that these guys that you have could possibly be called up to this roster, and how much interaction you have directly with the Milwaukee Bucks, either on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. How do you handle that?
Yeah, so I guess the first part of your question is how do we handle the roster fluctuation, and you just take it day by day. You know it's going to be a factor when you come into the season, and it's something that all the teams in the league have to deal with, and so it's really just part of the league, and so it's something that's expected, and we just take it day to day, and you just move forward. So, it really is just one of those things that it is what it is, and there's not a lot that you can do about it. The second part of your question, as far as like the communication that I have with the Bucks, I communicate with the Bucks on a daily basis, both the management and the coaching staff. I'm really involved with everything that they're doing on the Bucks level. So it's been a really good opportunity for me in that regard as well. And I just think that develops a really healthy relationship between the two clubs, where our main focus here with the Herd is to be a development club for the Milwaukee Bucks.
When you get a guy back like Brandon Jennings, and he's, you know, can be acquired by other teams, but this is something they definitely want to take a look at because they could possibly have a need at that position. So what are the marching orders, so to speak, when you bring Brandon back into the fold?
Well, the first thing is it's an opportunity for Brandon. You know, obviously very high-level player. You mentioned that he's open market for all 30 teams in the NBA right now. And so the main thing that we want to focus on is a twofold thing. Is number one, getting him back into the NBA, which we've been able to do with a couple guys this year, and then also having him help us while we have him. And so he's a high-level guard. He's versatile. Obviously, he can score it, but we're excited to have his veteran leadership at the point guard position, which is something that we haven't had yet this year, and so I'm excited to have him.
What has it been like this season for the Herd as far as the inaugural season and the enthusiasm in the community and such?
Well, the enthusiasm in the community has been tremendous. We feel like it's been a very successful season so far, both in terms of getting the team integrated into the community. And then we've also had a fair amount of success on the floor. As far as the on-court stuff, it's really just been a tale of two seasons for us. We started off really hot at the beginning of the season, and then with some roster fluctuation and some things that were a little bit unexpected due to injury with the Bucks, we had to play with lesser numbers there for a little while during the season. And so right now we're sitting at 17-20. We've got 13 games left on the season, and, our goal is to focus and try and make a playoff push. We think that we need to be somewhere around the 26-28 win mark and able to have a chance to make the playoffs, and so that's what we're focusing on right now.
When you get DJ Smith or you get other guys that come down from the big league roster, is that just something where they're just trying to get them minutes to keep them sharp, or do they come down with specific marching orders in the sense of this guy needs to work more with, say, his left hand, or needs to, end up, kind of not turning the ball over, needs to learn how to hang on to the ball? But I mean, are there specific marching orders there to put them into? Because it's sometimes when you got a chemistry going and you get somebody new, it doesn't matter where they come from, it can disrupt that.
Yeah, I mean, chemistry is a big part of it, but, like I said before, our primary focus is to be a development tool for the Milwaukee Bucks, and so anytime we're able to have an assignment player, we are excited about that. We welcome it. And then the second part of your question is, how specific are the marching orders from the Bucks? And it varies. The primary thing is to get them minutes, to just get them reps in game, and then also there can be some specific things with how they want to see them play on the floor, what positions they want to see them get their minutes at. And so it varies from player to player, but for the most part, it's really just get them minutes, get them game experience, and we do everything the same offensively and defensively, so there's really not a lot of transition there.
Much like the regular NBA season, you guys go almost until April. You guys go, what, to the end, midpoint or end of March, correct?
Yeah, our last regular season game is on March 24th, which is actually a little bit earlier. They started the G League season earlier this year. Up until this year, the last weekend would be the first weekend in March, or the first weekend in April would be the last regular season games. But it's the 23rd and 24th this year.
And you guys have had quite a bit of travel. You guys are on the road. Well, you're at home tomorrow, and then you go to Long Island, then you go to the Air Canada Center. I mean, you guys are all over the place. This isn't just some backyard basketball for that case, is it?
No, the league is actually, I mean, it's really grown a lot. It's up to 26 teams now, so we travel all over the United States and then also into Canada as well. And it's a lot of fun, you know. It's high-level basketball. On any given night, you're going to see, you know, five or six NBA players on the floor with a G League game and a bunch of other guys that are deserving of opportunities. And so it really is just a high-level basketball. The logistics of the league are getting better every year, so it's an exciting time to be a part of the G League.
Hey, we were talking earlier about, Silver talking about the one-and-dones. And we were talking about, well, if you're going to get into that, just, you know, make the G League fully with every team having a G League team, develop some of these young guys that are good enough to go to pro, but not good, but better than your average college player, but not good enough to make it as a starter in the NBA. How have you guys, does that get discussed very often with say the G League people, the people that are there hands on each and every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a factor that goes into that. And there have been guys that have chosen to just go straight to the G League instead of playing in college or going overseas. There haven't been any really recently, but it's a possibility. I mean, it's something that if guys want to do it, they can do it. But, you know, as far as that being a staple or a trend, moving forward, I don't know that there's a lot of talk about trying to completely take away the one-and-done principle from college basketball. I think that that's something that people still like to have to keep the game strong. But you just never know what direction this thing is going to go as, you know, both the NCAA and the G League continue to develop and grow.
Coach, doing what you do, keep on, because we're talking about a postseason run for both the Wisconsin Herd and the Milwaukee Bucks as well. That'd be fantastic, okay?
Hey, we appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jordan Brady, the head coach of the Wisconsin Herd, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.